This episode of Voices of the Elephant is brought to you by GitHub. Looking for an interesting open source project to contribute to or use? Go to github.com/explore to discover all kinds of fascinating and useful projects, and github.com/trending to see what's most popular in the open source community.
Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special. Hi, and welcome to another episode of Voices of the Elephant. We're here in Miami, Florida at Sunshine PHP 2015, and I am with my fellow podcaster, Mr. Ben Edmonds. Say hi to me, Ben.
Hello. It's good to be here, Kyle.
Now, you are one of the hosts of PHP Town Hall.
That's right.
And it's so rare that I get to interview another podcaster. So let's talk a little bit about podcasts. Let's make it a metacast for a minute.
All right.
And a podcast about podcasting. First, why did you start it? Who you work with, and what are your goals for the podcast?
All right, so the PHP Town Hall is a podcast I do with Phil Sturgeon, the angry British guy that people know from Twitter. The real goal of it is back in the day, we used to do a video cast for CodeIgniter, and we called those CodeIgniter Town Halls.
Oh, okay.
We'd get a bunch of people on a video chat, we'd have a few drinks, and we would just chat about code for several hours. Eventually, that kind of merged into the whole PHP community, and at a certain point, we figured, you know, maybe we should focus this a bit. We can actually talk about issues, things that are going on in the PHP community. And it turned into the town hall. So we have guests on usually, kind of the interview show, but also kind of the few drinks and chatting for an hour show.
Yeah. I was privileged to be a guest, I think, last year.
And yeah.
It was a wonderful experience. What's the most memorable guest you think you've had?
So the most popular guest we've had is definitely Taylor Otwell.
Oh, well, yeah, okay.
We had an amazing spike in numbers.
He's the Elvis of the PHP community.
I think he is. Everyone loves to hate him.
Well, but yeah, he's just anytime Taylor's around, he's going to draw a crowd. So
it's true. Now, most memorable guest would definitely be Mr. Kyle Evans himself.
Oh, please, no, stop that. you are too kind. Well, yeah, so what have you? Have you found that you have, do you actually learn something from these casts? I mean, do you pick up something from each of them?
Oh, yeah. Or? So, really, we have lots of smart people and people much smarter than I am. So, the ability to just chat with these people, see that, you know, they're true down to earth, they're just another developer is a really great thing. And then you learn a lot in the process, especially how people think, why they solve problems a certain way, things like that.
Very cool. Well, we'll throw a link in the show notes to the podcast because we're all in this together. We promote each other. So I'm happy to recommend that people listen to PHP Town Hall as well.
Appreciate it.
But beyond that, you also have written a book, Building Secure PHP Applications. Correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Talk to us a little bit about what's in the book.
So the book is a pretty brief, it's around 100 pages, overview of how to build a secure PHP app. It's really a lot of your basics. How do you, how do you set up HTTPS? Why do you set up HTTPS? How do you secure forms? How do you escape data? How do you hash a password? Authentication, ACL, things like that. It's really pretty high level click overview, click fly through, really. Doesn't dive too deep. But the goal is that you can sit down, you can read this book in a couple hours, and you can get a good feel for the main things you should be doing, the things you should look for in your current app, to decide and fix any security issues.
See, I love that format because there's a lot of great deep dive tutorials on the web, but there's nothing that gives you the overview. You need to be doing this and this and this. You know, once I know what I need to be doing, I usually find somebody to tell me exactly how to do any given task. I love the fact that you say these are the tasks you need to. You know, this is the blueprint you need to look at if you want to build a secure application.
Yeah, and that's really when I'm going to learn something new. That's the first thing I look for because it's really hard to grok an entire concept or an entire thing. So really having that overview helps. The tagline I use is, learn what it takes years to learn as a senior developer. Learn what you need to know right now. So.
That is excellent. And you've also ported the book to JavaScript.
I'm in the process.
Okay.
So right now there's one chapter available,
okay.
and it's on pre-order right now, and it's building secure Node apps.
Node apps. Okay.
No.
Okay. Very interesting. Well, I want to thank you for taking the time to be with us today. The schedule here is so wonderful that you've had to skip a session just to come talk to us, and I wanted to say thank you for that.
Well, thank you, Cal. It's been a great conference. Mm-hmm. For anyone listening, definitely check out Sunshine PHP next year.
Oh, it is an excellent. Hey, same question I ask everybody before they leave. What's your local user group and what's the URL?
Local user group is Seattle PHP,
mm-hmm.
and the URL is CSEAPHP.com.
Okay. Well, thank you, Ben, for taking the time to be with us. Thank you for the efforts that you put into educating the PHP community with Town Hall PHP, and thank you for helping make the PHP community even that much more awesome.
All right. Thanks, everyone. Later.
Thanks for listening to Voices of the Elephant. Voices of the Elephant is copyright EICC Incorporated and released under a Creative Commons Attribution, No Derivatives, Share and Share Alike license. To nominate someone to be a guest on Voices of the Elephant, visit our website and click on the nominate link. The URL is voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled E-L-E-P-H-P-A-N-T.